This is CQ Roll Call's Policy Briefs, the latest in policy news from the CQ Roll Call newsroom. I'm Doug Sorg. There's a new analysis out on President Joe Biden's family's plan. It estimates that the plan will cost more than advertised and that its tax increases won't raise as much as expected. This is coming out of the Penn-Wharton budget model, which is a research project at the University of Pennsylvania. And it's one of the tax research outlets that does regular research on tax provisions put out by the federal government. Penn-Wharton found that in their report that the Biden family's plan, which would expand child care, education, and some other benefits for families, that it would cost $2.5 trillion. That's quite a bit more than the $1.8 trillion that the White House said it would when it released the outline of the proposals on April 28th. Also, Penn-Wharton found that the tax increases and tax provisions in the Biden plan would raise $1.3 trillion as opposed to the White House's projection of $1.5. So if you're counting, that means Penn-Wharton is estimating that the Biden plan will add $1.2 trillion to the deficit over the next 10 years, and not the $300 billion that the White House estimated. So that's four times the White House estimate. By the way, the White House estimates that its plan would pay for itself, but over 15 years, and that's not the normal budget window that these things are judged by. Usually it's a 10-year window. There are more estimates expected out from the Tax Policy Center, American Enterprise Institute, and probably others. But the official one, the government's nonpartisan joint committee on taxation, that's the estimate that everyone will be waiting for and ultimately judging this plan on. As for the Penn-Wharton plan, which is the first one to disagree with the White House numbers, the disagreements fall into two categories. On the revenue side, Penn-Wharton mainly disagrees with the White House over its IRS proposal. The White House is proposing injecting a lot of money in the IRS to rebuild its enforcement muscle, which has been lost over the last 10 years as the IRS's budget has been pretty much continually squeezed. The White House estimates that over 10 years, a fully funded IRS could take in an extra $700 billion from tax cheats and others who aren't paying their taxes. Penn-Wharton says, it'll have an effect, but only like $480 billion. So that's a pretty big gap there. And on the cost side, Penn-Wharton estimates that the tax breaks for families are going to cost about $200 billion more than the White House thinks they will. And also, the researchers think that that President Biden's pre-K and free community college proposals will cost quite a bit more than the administration thinks that they will.